Well, I'd appreciate your prayers this morning. I feel like the Lord's given us some things for this morning's service that I hope will be a blessing to you. I was thinking about a scripture in Mark, the 8th chapter, and the 6th verse. And it goes like this, and he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks and brake and gave to his disciples to set before them, and they did set them before the people. You know, I was thinking this morning about, I've been kind of for several days kind of thinking about this whole scenario. And, you know, the Lord had thousands of people there that needed fed. And so all they had was these little loaves and a few fishes. And he took those, and it says, before he gave them out, he gave thanks. Why did he give thanks? And who did he give thanks to? You know, there's something basic here, that behind all of this, the Lord knew who made all of this, didn't he? And he knew who benefited man to have this. And he knew who was fixing to bless this, the Lord himself and God, all one and yet the Father and the Son. And we see him blessing, giving thanks for what he had. Now, you know, you find this quite a few times in the scriptures, and I want to read or allude to several of those this morning where people gave thanks for the food they had. I want to do a little, if I can, this morning, a little show and tell. And I want to show off on the Lord for a minute, okay? We see this little basket here. It's got grapes and an apple and an orange and a grapefruit and some blueberries and a mango. And I want to just show off for the Lord a little bit this morning. You see this little orange here? It's pretty amazing, this little fruit. You know, an orange, one orange is supposed to have, if what I read was right, all these things that I'm going to mention here for just a few minutes, if you'll bear with me. It's supposed to have 130%, more than a full day's supply of vitamin C. And vitamin C is very important to our body, isn't it? And God made this and wrapped it up in a pretty little wrapping that really lasts. It's an amazing thing. And he wrapped it up for us. And you know, when I come to the Lord, there's something I just want to give thanks. I realize God gave this. Isn't this a wonderful little addition to our life? And you know, this isn't the only thing, but there's thousands and maybe there's thousands and thousands of things God has made for our benefit. Some of them just to look at. Other things like this orange are made to benefit us in our body. And you know, I was just reading. I wanted to just see, okay, what's an orange? You know, I'm just going to give you a really brief overview. But an orange has, what I said, an excellent source of vitamin C. It's got vitamin B1 or thiamine. It's got also known as, let's see, vitamin B1, thiamine is found in a wide variety of foods. Folate, also known as vitamin B9 or folic acid. Folate has many essential functions and is found in many plant foods. Potassium, oranges are a good source of potassium. High intake of potassium can lower blood pressure in people who already have high levels and may reduce your risk of heart disease. And you know, besides all of that, oranges are tasty. You know, I know this isn't the norm this morning, okay? But I think it'll be okay when we're done. So bear with me. You know, oranges are beautiful and they're tasty, aren't they? And beside that, They say they are the most, this is the most prolifically grown, cultivated fruit in the world. An orange is. And so I didn't know that. But, you know, a lot of things God made I didn't know about. But have you ever told the Lord thank you? Have you ever give thanks to God when you sat down to an orange or grapefruit or something like, and really thanked Him? Lord, this is amazing what You've done here. I think the Lord likes that this morning. You know, I want to think about a few other things. This is something I love. It took me years to learn to like blueberries. But these are blueberries here. You know, blueberries are a food that is really super nutritious for you. I'm just showing and telling for the Lord for a minute here this morning. Okay? I think the Lord used a lot of examples in his preaching and teaching. And you know, I think it can make a difference to us if we can recognize, you know what? This didn't just happen, folks. God made this. And He made it for you and I. And you know what? He wants us to enjoy this. And He wants us to be benefited by it. And so these little blueberries are tremendous in our system. They're tremendous antioxidants and cancer fighters. And God made it that way, didn't He? Have you ever sat down and rejoiced and said, Lord, thank You for this awesome display of Your goodness to us? I'm grateful to have it this morning. I eat blueberries fairly regularly. They're very tasty, and they just add something to a breakfast. You know, they say it helps heart health and bone strength, skin health, blood pressure, cancer prevention, mental health, and I'm sure there's a lot of other things. And God knew all of that, and He packaged that all up for you and me. And you know what? He wants us to enjoy those things. And you know what else? He wants us to turn back, as Jesus gave us the example in a number of places. It might be surprising how many times we find in the Scriptures that there was thanksgiving before something was taken. And you know what? The Lord gave thanks there. And then what happened? The Lord blessed it. And it just blessed. It was so blessed, it just multiplied by the thousands and fed all of those people. You know, this morning, I know this is different, as I say, bear with me. But you see this little apple right here? These are beautiful little creations of God, aren't they? Something God made. And He put a wrapper on it. And it's good for you too. And you know, God did this. And He made it to benefit us. He made it. It even smells good. Apples are just nice to have, aren't they? It's a little creation of God. You know, they're high in fiber and different antioxidants. You know, it can help control blood sugar, cholesterol, heart disease, cancer, they believe. And yet God packaged them up pretty too. I wanted to speak of one other thing, and that's this little grapefruit right here. Now, grapefruits are sometimes a little more sour than an orange or something. But God made them, didn't He? And He packaged them up for us. And I think about that this morning. Here it's so very low in calories, and yet it provides a significant amount of fiber and vitamins and minerals and antioxidants. It may and probably does, I know, help your immune system. And different things, diabetes, heart health possibly, vitamin C in it, beta carotene. Those things are all which is supposed to help heart disease and cancer and eye related disorders like macular degeneration. Lycopene, things that help control swelling and cancers and things of that nature. Flavonoids. Anti-inflammatory things. You know what, folks? I know I just showed off for God a little bit there, I feel like. We haven't even put a little scratch, even on the food side of what God has made. I was sitting in the chair this morning real early, and it was dark, and then the sun started coming up. I saw it coming up through the trees, and you know, I was amazed at what God had made. But then it came up above the trees into full view and almost blinded me. It was so, it was just coming in the window so strongly. And I sat there and I looked at it. I mean, I kind of did and put my hand over it some so I could see what it was illuminating. All the other things God has made. You know, this morning, folks, we can look at life many different ways. But I will tell you, I believe God is very pleased when we look at it with thanksgiving. And so we're in a week here that's kind of set aside in our world for thanksgiving. I feel like the Lord gave me a message on this morning. You know, the Lord wants us, I believe, folks, to be people out of whose hearts just come thanksgiving to the Lord. Now, we could say, I only have one. We could look at a cup and say, it's only half full. Where's the other half of the water? Or we could say, oh, I got a half a glass of water. Well, this one's full this morning, but, you know, we can look at things differently. And I just want to encourage us this morning that it's very healthy. It's very becoming of our profession. And it's very glorifying to the Lord for us to recognize and thank God for what He has done. We all have minuses in our lives, every one of us. We can center on those, or we can look on the many things God has done. And the many things, we could look on our breakfast every morning, our lunch and our supper, and recognize the hand of God in that, and say thank you to the Lord. And so this morning I hope we can be inspired through this. In Mark's 6 and 41 is another place where he took 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Mark 6 and 41. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed. He looked up to God and he blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set them before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all, and they did all eat and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes, and they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. Do you know this morning, the blessing of the Lord came on that. It says the Lord looked up to heaven. Have you ever prayed just looking up to heaven? You ever went outside, walked around, and looked up to heaven and saw the stars and all that God has made and just glorified God? Lord, thank you. Thank you. And Lord, I need your help too. But you know what? The Lord longs for a relationship with us. And I want to talk about this going through here a little bit. He longs for a relationship with us where our heart wells up to Him and He blesses things. He blesses things. Do we believe that this morning? And so the Lord blessed, God blessed this. You know, when the Lord took of the cup, it said He took the cup. This was at supper. And there was 2 places in the same reading there. He took the cup and blessed it. And then a little bit later, what we call the Lord's Supper, He took the cup again and He blessed it again. And you know, when the Lord has set us a precedence that we might follow, that we might partake of His blessing this morning. You know, I think about Paul the Apostle. And there was a time there when they had been in a ship. And we know it says it went up and down for however many weeks or days. And you know, then there was a time that the angel appeared to Paul and he told him, Paul, don't fear. Fear not, Paul. I'm going to read this one little scripture here in Acts 27 and 34. And so Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, This day is the 14th day that ye have tarried and continued fasting and have taken nothing. And now verse 34, wherefore I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health, for there shall not an hair fall from the head of any of you. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. You know, it's a pattern that we find throughout the scripture. We remember when Jesus walked on the road of Emmaus. And don't we love that story? Doesn't our heart burn? Like those disciples said, didn't our heart burn when they were walking with the Lord up that road to Emmaus? There they at length persuaded the Lord to come in and eat with them. And he came in. And you know, before before they ate, he offered thanks. And then he vanished out of their sight. You know, the Lord has given us a real rich heritage in understanding, folks, to take our eyes off of our problems and offer thanks for this orange in the morning, and offer thanks for this apple, and offer thanks for that egg that he made, and offer thanks for the things that we have. The Lord has taught us very carefully in the scriptures, give thanks for what you have and don't complain. And he's made that plain to us, hasn't he, this morning? You know, in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18, we find the scripture says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you. Did you know that? In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It's a life-changing thing. And it's part of the gospel. It's part of the good news that the Lord wants to tell us. Look up. Look up and get your eyes up on what the Lord has done. And we say, well, why all these problems? Folks, I don't know. Because of sin. Because Adam and Eve sinned and we've inherited an awful lot of stuff. That's why. And we have to work our way through them. But I'll tell you what we can do. There's thousands of reasons every day for us to give thanks to the Lord. And so if we will turn ourselves and realize that God wants us to get our eyes up and say thank you and give thanks unto him this morning. The scriptures tell us that he's given us richly all things to enjoy. Do you know the Lord's done that for us? You know, it's healthy when we turn back and give him thanks this morning. It's very healthy. In Philippians 4 and 6, we read here, and we're very familiar with this, I know most of us. It says, be careful for nothing. That means, in plain English, don't be worried. Don't be worried, he says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Folks, we can lower our eyes until we don't see anything to give thanks for. Or we can elevate them and see everything to give thanks for. And so, in everything, in every situation of life, in every place we find ourselves, let's raise our eyes to behold the goodness of God on every side. And I think it'll be a blessing to us. In Luke 17, we want to read this little passage. Luke 17 and 11 to 18. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Now, I know most of us know what this means. This meant a life of complete, they were set aside in society. They were put away from other people. If people got close to them, they were supposed to cry out, unclean. Don't come near me. I have something you can catch that's deadly. And in their day, it was deadly. And so here were these men in this kind of situation, in this kind of condition, 10 of them, because they ran together. Who else could they run with? And so they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priests." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. You know, so often when we obey the Lord, we'll find His cleansing, we'll find His power, we'll find His healing. So often when we hear from the Lord and we do that, we find that it fades away. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Now, how many of them? There were 10. But how many of them turned back and gave thanks? One. One turned back. This ought to tell us something, folks. We're going to have to be careful about this kind of thing. Or we'll just be one of the 10. We'll just be one of the group that goes on in the world and never stops. When I sit down to eat, folks, I long to say thank you to the Lord. I want to say thank you because I realize and I recognize God gave us this today. I'm thankful to have this today. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger." And he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." You know, this morning, these men wanted to be healed, and the Lord healed them. And then they forgot him. Have you ever been healed? Have you ever been saved from your awful debt of sin? Have you ever been touched when you needed something emotionally? If you haven't, you will need it someday. I will guarantee you will need it in life. You know, this morning, there was one that turned back. But I want to catch something here. Because the Lord caught this. The Lord saw this. And he said, "Where's the 9? Where's the 9? There was 10. Were there not 10? Yes, there were. But only one turned back. And so I want to encourage us this morning. God has done a lot of things for us, folks. Think about the things he has done for you. Forget the things that he hasn't done yet. Forget the fact that there's problems and issues. Is there some things he's done for you? I would say a lot of things. Every morning when you eat breakfast, he provided that for you. Every day when you eat lunch and when you eat supper, God had a hand in that. And so when we see all of that, folks, we can fixate on the issues that we don't understand or the things that hinder us or trouble us. Or we can become one of those that is free to give God thanks. And this morning, I just have that little message. Give God thanks. It's liable to transform your life. It's liable to transform your life. Give God thanks. Come to Him. Don't worry, He says. Don't be anxious. Come to me. And I know we're all people. We feel anxious sometimes. You know what? Let's look at the faith side of things. The Lord's going to help me. Has the Lord ever not? Well, He's always helped, hasn't He? And He will. Let's teach ourselves. The Scriptures tell us, this is in 2 Timothy 3, but the Scriptures tell us that men shall be lovers of their own selves. And it goes on and indicates that because they're lovers of their own selves, they'll be unthankful. You know, that's a sign of the day of the end of times. That's a sign to us. And when have people been more unthankful than today? And when have they had more than today? As a whole, the world's probably never had what it has today. Probably never. But you know what? It's easy for us to get on that wagon that is unthankful. and speak unthankful and speak of all of our whys and questions and troubles and need. Folks, the Lord is pretty big. Everything about us has His fingerprints all over it. All over the place. You cannot look anywhere without seeing God's fingerprints somewhere. All over in this audience you see miracles of God. Beings that He made and created and put a genius mind in. And put eyes that are beyond what they can even understand fully yet. But yet we see what God has done. And we find that the more we find out, the more there is to find out. And the farther we go in space, the more there is to find out. You know why God did that? He just wants us to know. Folks, you can go as far as you want. I'm inexhaustible. Isn't He though? Let's get our eyes on that this morning. And let's give thanks today. It's a sacrifice. I believe the scriptures talk of a sacrifice of thanksgiving. They used to offer it as a sacrifice. And then the New Testament also speaks of the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Do you know this morning, sometimes it's a sacrifice to us. I want to look here in Daniel, the 10th chapter. And sometimes we go to Daniel. I love the book of Daniel. I love the interactions between God and Daniel. Think about the things that went on between the Lord and Daniel. Beside him telling dreams and visions and all of that, I'm just thinking about, you know what? He was out by the river and he was seeking God. And he had been fasting and praying and looking to the Lord. And you know what? The Lord come along and it talks about the angel. And anyway, let's read this here. And it says, Daniel 10 and 2. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And he goes on down, and in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as of lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass. Are you listening to this? This is quite a picture, isn't it? Doesn't it remind you of Revelation, the first chapter, where Jesus appeared to John? Doesn't it remind you of that? It's almost the same picture. Maybe everything wasn't filled in, but everything that is filled in is alike. From what I read. You know, this morning, it seems to me the Lord appeared to Daniel. And you know what he told him? Dropping down to, well, let's read on here till we finish that. And his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And if you drop on down to 11, and he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Do you know that Daniel, the Lord loved him. Was Daniel created special? Was he? Yeah, he was, and so are you. Do you know that this morning? So are you and me. We're created special. And God wants to know us. And He wants us to know Him. And He wants to reveal Himself into our lives. Folks, I know this to be true. I believe this with all my heart. He wants that. Let's be like Daniel. Let's set our hearts to seek after God and to know Him. Let's set our hearts to thank Him, to give Him the honor and the glory in our lives that He deserves. Let's let our life glorify God just like this orange does here. As the creation of God, glorifying the one that made us. Folks, is this too much? Oh, I'm telling you, I really believe the Lord told Daniel, thou art a man greatly beloved. But you know, I didn't realize, I knew He told him that more than once, but I didn't realize till I was studying this, you know, 3 different times He came to Daniel. Well, once He said it twice in the same setting. But He told Daniel, you're greatly beloved, Daniel. Isn't that an awesome thing this morning? I want to encourage us, folks, when we are unthankful and we let our eyes run down to our problems and we become full of bitterness or anger or anguish and all of those things, and we allow that because it will knock at our door from time to time, and we allow those things in, folks, we cannot enjoy the good things that God has prepared for you and me. He wants to reveal Himself to us personally. And here was a man that He did that with. And we have a little writing, a whole book of Daniel's life, a lot of it, and how he interacted with the Lord. How he believed God. Now, I want to think about Daniel for just a minute, because Daniel came from where? Jerusalem. And where was he? In Babylon. And what was he? A captive. And I would say, if he would have wanted, he could have spent the rest of his days bitterly hating this king that killed people he knew probably. And that took them prisoner. And that took him and took him back to Babylon. And here we find a man that in spite of all that, he loved the Lord. And he prayed to Him daily. And he prayed to Him often. And he sought Him with his whole heart. And God was real to Daniel. Folks, we can live in a land of self. And that's what Paul talked about over there in 2 Timothy 3. When he said, people will be lovers of their own selves. They're all worried about their own self and how I feel and what I think and what's happening to me. And all of these things, and they forget about God, and they become unthankful. And the Lord wants us to remember Him. I really believe this is something that matters. It's a part of our life, isn't it? And the Lord wants to be real to you and I. And He wants our lives to be connected up close with the Lord. When we come to the Lord every day, I don't know of any situations here of people not thanking the Lord. I know sometimes somebody forgets. But I hope that we begin to think about what God has done. And begin to say, thank you, Lord. Wow, you're amazing. What you prepared for me this day. And, you know, And that's just a little tiny start of the many thousands of things. Can we do that in our life? It just might be life-changing. You know, it becomes a part of who we are. Because the Lord's told us to live that way. And we can become that. We can become unthankful in all of our life. Everything about our life. Our husband. Our wife. Men, we can become very unthankful, ungrateful, and bitter. And Paul says, husbands, be not bitter against your wives. You know what the Lord wants us to do? He wants us to learn to get along. He wants us to learn to love one another with a pure heart fervently. He wants us to learn to be happy. Paul said, I've learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. He said he learned that. He didn't say, when I got saved, from that moment on, I was content. Paul learned to be content. We're going to have to learn to be thankful and content too. And learn to come out of those bondages of the devil that would hem us in and press us down and cause us to have a head that hangs down. When the Lord of glory has done so much for us this morning. Oh, I tell you, I love these stories that we read. Another place in Daniel, he said, "Oh man, greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be unto thee. Be strong. Yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me." You know what? That's what the Lord wants to do in your life and in mine this morning. Over and over, he wants to strengthen us. And he doesn't want us to be captive to the flesh and to those things. You know, I was going to read that about the road to Emmaus. Maybe I'll just quote a little of it. It's in Luke 24. But you know, they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent." And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. You know, isn't that wonderful how the Lord appeared to them? He walked along in the way with them, began to talk with them, and they said later to each other, "Didn't our heart burn as we walked by the way?" And so they didn't know it was the Lord. I believe the Lord wants to walk with us sometimes when we don't realize what it is. It's him. And then he reveals himself to us. And maybe our little talk is over at that point. I want to read just a few other places here. Genesis 9 and 3. And listen to what God told Noah, after the flood. He says, Genesis 9 and 3. Every moving thing that liveth. Well, I'll start up in one. This was a man that feared God. He was in a land that didn't fear God. He was the only one, the only family in all the earth that feared God. And it says, "And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand they are delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things." You know, the Lord prepared all of that for us, didn't he? Isn't that amazing this morning? I'm in awe of the Lord. In Malachi, I'll just refer to that one. In Malachi, you remember, this is 3 and 15. "They that feared the Lord in an ungodly land," it says, "then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. And the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him." Do we get the feeling that God has toward us? Do we get the feeling there that these people spake often of the Lord? They were in a wicked land, and you see that in verse 15 where it says, "We call the proud happy." And those that didn't serve God and work wickedness are set up. "Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered." But there was some, and they spoke often of the Lord. And they gave thanks, and they gave praise to his name. And you know what? The Lord, he heard that. And he wrote a book with what they had said. He wrote a book of remembrance for them. Do you know that the Lord, I believe, hears what you and I have to say this morning? And I hope in our life, we let the Lord have that place in our life, and that we glorify God. I believe the Lord wants to walk with us. He wants to talk with us. He wants to appear to us. He wants to commune with us from time to time. He wants to deliver His words to our heart and to our life. He wants to heal us and do miracles for us. And He does, and He will. And we've seen it many times, haven't we? Folks, I believe God's way is best. The little song, I think it's 111, says, God's way is best. I think it says, I will not murmur. I'm going to accept the dealings of God in my life. And I'm not going to complain at Him. I know that I may not understand it all, but I'm not going to complain at Him. I'm going to accept His hand in my life. And I'm going to learn. I'll read one more place. Psalms 100. And listen to this beautiful psalm, 1 through 4. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Remember, it's not, we didn't make ourselves, folks, and we didn't evolve. He made us. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. All this morning, I really believe if we'll enter into the presence of the Lord with a thankful heart, I believe it's just another aspect of the blessing of a Christian life that God wants to give us. He wants to give us a home that's not weighed down with the bitterness of life, but is full of thanksgiving to God and His blessing. Y'all pray for me.